Good morning. Hey, it's Chet with you. And joining me on the telephone right now, I have got country rocker Tyler Farr. He's coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells on Saturday, March 9th. You can get tickets at crystalgrand.com. Tyler, how are you today?
I'm good. How you doing,
bro? I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for joining me today. First things first, you celebrated a milestone birthday just a couple weeks ago, right? How would that feel?
Yeah, it was a big one. Probably one of the most important ones besides, I guess, when you turn 21 or 16 or
right, that's
whatever,
exactly.
Turned a big 4-0.
The big 4-0. Did you do anything fun to celebrate?
We did, actually. We did. We rented a place down in down by Key West, a house, and a couple buddies of mine and their wife and my wife and my daughter. We all went down there and did a little fishing and hung by the pool and for about 3 or 4 days. So it was a good time.
Excellent. Well, I want to touch on the EP that you released last year. But before we do that, this comes up a lot. When we talk Tyler Farr here, that you were at one point classically trained to sing opera. This is real, right? That's a real thing?
Yep. I sure was. From about seventh grade, around that sixth, seventh grade is when my mom got me into classical, taking classical voice lessons, you know, singing like Italian opera, things in other languages. And I just loved singing. And you know, I'm 5'10", you know, my chances of getting a basketball scholarship were pretty slim, so we decided to go to the music route. But yeah, I actually very much enjoyed it. I did all, like, the all-state choir, sang in the national choir for the president, and then went to college on a vocal performance scholarship.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, do you find that any of that training, it must, right? Some of that training you had in your formative years must lend itself to performances today, right?
Oh, 100%, because all that is way different than singing, you know, country music or anything for that matter, way different. But it's, of all things, it's definitely the hardest to do because it's, you know, vocal control, you know, it taught me that. And how to control my vibrato and really helped with pitch and everything. And it also helps me whenever I'm in the midsummer in the flow of festival series. And, you know, you might be on a 2-week run and had, you know, played 6-7 shows in 2 weeks or whatever. And your voice is on the verge of giving out. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that problem a lot just because, doing that, it taught me how to breathe from the diaphragm and how to properly sing. So since I did all that training, it just kind of comes naturally to me. So I don't lose my voice like, you know, some people may have issues with. Mm-hmm. And it's really helped me in that matter.
When you're known for kind of that signature, you know, gravel and timbre in your voice, that kind of signature sound. So I always wonder how that would relate to opera, but it must, in saving your voice. Let's talk about, we're chatting with Tyler Farr here again, coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells, Saturday, March 9th. There are some tickets available, crystalgrand.com. Your EP, Rednecks Like Me, you released that shortly before my daughter's 7th birthday, and I'm telling you, man, Questions, when I heard Questions for the first time, I'm not going to lie, I welled up.
Buddy, I about cry. I mean, it is, I play it in every, for about the past, I don't know, 6 months or so, I've played it about every show I've played, and it's a tough one for me to get through singing it, but man, it's just, what a powerful song.
It's incredibly, and you co-wrote every song on this record.
I did. It's my first project to ever be a writer on every song, so I was pretty proud of that. I dig it. There's everything on this EP.
There really is. It really runs the gamut. It does. It's a wide variety of songs on there.
And that really, honestly, describes me, because there's a little edge, obviously, with me and Joey Rule.
Yep.
Or a lot of edge. So, I mean, it kind of describes me. Cause it's got the edge, a little outlaw type of stuff. It's got a very Rednecks Like Me, that song, you know, very patriotic, kind of sums up what I believe in. And then you got the the more intimate side of me with my song about my little girl questions. So that's, you know, there's just a, and I'm like that. There's a lot of layers to me. So I feel like it pretty much sums me up.
Well, speaking of being out on the road and touring and stuff, I love to ask about guilty pleasures when you're touring. Is there like a snack food or entertainment? You got to have a certain video game or movie. Well, you got any guilty pleasures when you're out on the road?
Oh, man. I guess not really anything food. I'm not a big sweets guy. Mm-hmm. I really don't eat sweets. But I will say every now and then I like to slip off and like find a casino and play some blackjack. man, I chew tobacco and I need to stop, but
that's your one vice.
Don't even think about that. Yeah. So yeah, that is mine. And I watch, I love watching documentaries.
Excellent.
It's boring as it sounds.
No, man, documentaries are great. So is there anyone you want to recommend to our audience here? Is there one you're watching recently?
Werner Herzog has one called Happy People.
Yes.
It's really good.
Yeah, I heard about that. I've not watched it yet, but I heard about that one.
In the taiga, and it's I'm a part owner and buck commander, mm-hmm, with the Aldine, Luke Bryan, and Willie and all that. So I'm a big outdoors guy. So it's a very I like those outdoors comedies. And this one, like, this shows this guy building a kayak out of straight up just a tree, and that stuff just fascinates the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Just any stuff like that, or the people that live in the bush, you know.
Right, or alone, or like the Alaskan bush people. I've watched that show, too.
Yeah, I enjoy watching that kind of stuff, because then I think I can go build a canoe by chopping down one of my trees. And
get some inspiration.
Not going to happen, but we can dream.
All right. Well, how about you have a favorite song to play live? And, you know, after years of touring, is there one song that just you love to play it? It doesn't have to be one of your hits. It could be a deep cut, you know, one that you always break out, that you love to play.
Man.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, it's all right. It's so hard to pick just one song. I'll be honest. It's probably Guy Walks in the Bar, because I just always love playing that live, just because the reaction it gets, and usually at the very end of the show. And I just love playing that song. I've always have. I knew the first time I heard it when I was in a Losers Bar in Nashville, heard Jonathan Singleton, the writer, on it, playing it acoustic, that it was going to be my next single off of that album. And I've just loved the song ever since the first time I heard it. So,
all right, I got one more question before I let you go, and it's one I'd love to ask every artist, is a dream collaboration. All right, any artist, living or dead, it could be any artist. If there was one artist you wish you could collaborate with, is there one?
Man.
I know.
There's so many.
Like Pavarotti or something? You know, one of the three tenors? What's
Andre
that?
Bocelli.
Really? That would be a mix, man. That would be incredible. We should try and make that happen.
I can still sing that stuff. People would be like, there's no way, because they hear my raspy voice. But if I want to turn it on, I can do it. And I actually thought about putting a semi-classical song. Actually, I think we're going to start covering Hello by Adele. So that'll be sort of opera-ish.
Oh, man, that's going to be incredible.
I think that would be cool, and I just love his voice. I think he has one of the best voices, one of them all time. So
I think you would shock everyone if you. Yeah, I think you should do it. I think at some point, bust out something operatic. You know, when you're out on stage, that'd be great. All right, Tyler, thanks so much for joining me today. Again, you're coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells Saturday, March 9th. Tickets at crystalgrand.com. Thanks a bunch, my friend.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll see you up there soon.
All right. Tyler Farr, ladies and gentlemen, let's play some Veteran Boots. That's one of my favorite Tyler Farr tunes. I've got it coming up.
WJVL, Janesville, Madison, Rockford, Monroe.